Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 154 for Monday, November 23rd. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market ended lower Monday on speculative selling. Canola was down $2 to $3.50, with the nearby January contract down $3.50 at $460.90 per ton. Weakness in European rapeseed futures and Malaysian palm oil contributed to the downside, while recent rain aided the soybean crop in Brazil. Argentina's new president has expressed a desire to lower the country's export tax on soybeans, which also weighed on canola. If this were to happen, analysts fear large stockpiles of soybeans could be dumped on the open market. However, strength in the Chicago soy complex provided strength to canola and helped limit the losses. The Canadian dollar was weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, which also gave strength to canola. China continues to hunt for canola at the right price. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans are up 1 to 3 cents with the January contract at $8.60 per bushel. Traders took profits after values plummeted over news of the Argentina election. There are concerns farmers will start dumping vast stockpiles once that tax comes down. It also comes at a time when China's buying seems to be slowing and the U.S. dollar is quite strong. Corn was 3 to 4 cents higher, with the most active March contract sitting at $3.73 per bushel. Corn took strength from the wheat market, along with steady Chinese imports of dried distillers' grains. At the same time, the corn market felt some pressure from the suggestion that Argentina's corn export tax will also be lowered. Some say if that happens, Argentina could become the second biggest corn exporter in the world, right behind the U.S. Wheat was stronger, up 6 to 7 cents, with the March contract coming in at $4.97 a bushel. Prices rose on technical buying and domestic demand. The fact wheat is below the $5 a bushel threshold has increased its attractiveness. However, the relative strength of the U.S. dollar continues to hamper exports. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, November 23rd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.